Okay, hello dear friends, good afternoon, such a beautiful, beautiful afternoon. It's a super duper hot Sunday afternoon, and just too hot to go outside. So I am here to enjoy a cup of tea, and it's very special. I will show you. First, let's take a look at the backyard. So the beautiful backyard under the umbrella, and you can take a look at this leaf is kind of a Japanese leaf for making sushi. I do not like that flavor. It has quite some fragrance, but it's my family bought it, and the other one is kumquat. Okay, let's see the top of the roof. Let's move on to these tomatoes. So many tomatoes. And the blackberry, all so good. Okay, so today we are going to have a cup of tea, and I will show you the tea later, but let's take a look at the teapot. And if you drink loose leaf tea, you can use this drainer and put loose leaf. The good thing about it is that you can see you can put a lot of water in it, and also what do I want to say, also the tea, there is enough room. You can see the drainer is quite big, there is enough room, so the tea leaf is not packed. I do not like to have my tea leaf packed. I think every tea leaf deserves some freedom to free flow, to get its flavor completely coming out. So that's if you put tea leaf, and some tea leaf you do not even need to use this drainer. If I drink some, today I do not use it. Another time when we drink poor tea cake, those little piece of tea, I will show you later. When we put in the bottom, it will be good. Okay, so this is the teapot. If you do not use the drainer, you can use this way, which is our way to use. When it is sealed, it needs some air to come out. So here, there is some air ventilation hole, so the tea is more comfortable. With the matching mug, and it's quite a fun, interesting shaped mug. Okay, now let's choose the tea. Ha ha. Dame frère. It's hard to decide. Mélange. Et thé aromatique. Sachet cristal. 20 sachets. Assortiment de mélange. Été aromatisé, donc je peux choisir. C'est cosmétique essentiel, cosmétique essentials, assortment of 24 enveloped muslin tea bag. Okay. Les essentiels de cosmi tea. L'essentiel de Kusmin tea. And my husband just came back from France, so this is from France. Ah, oh, it's hard to decide, right? Let's take a look. À mon frère. Maybe I will use this way to peel it open. And if I like, there is some breakage here. Will be easy to peel it off. I just cut my nail. So, this is not good. It's kind of useless to do this because I am not using. Oh, I have Dame Frère. Let me get, so I will not do this. Oh, look at it, how beautiful. Citron, oolong citron. Wow. Citron, oolong. This one, lychee, citron vert. Fruit infusion. Oh, that might be a good idea. So this is tisane. Préparation aromatisée pour infusion saveur. Litchi, citron vert, flavored fruit infusion, litchi and lime. Citron vert. Ok, celui-là, des... Oh, wow! Noix aromatisée, grand goût russe. Yeah, it reminds me of samovar. Flavored black tea. I think there is some... The Russian version of... Earl Grey, a little bit bergamot oil, a little bit citronné. Mm-hmm. Et celui-là, des noix aromatisées, Earl Grey, des seigneurs flavored black tea. Wow. Des seigneurs. Wow. Earl Grey tea. And this one, Miss Damon, flavored green tea. Okay. So, Damon Frère. Okay, let me get the container. Okay, so this is a container, and it's actually, this one is coming out completely. See? And there is magnetic. I love it. This part also magnetic. So I open it up, and I still have some. Oh, maybe they are the same. Oh, yes. This is the same. Miss Damon. Da mon frère. Okay, the new tea I put on. Put on this side. The new tea, four of these. Uh-oh, I am running out of space. Earl Grey. Oh, I still have Earl, oh no, Aromatisé Touareg. Chamomile. Okay, let me see if I can put it in. Little bit tight. Oh, we can do it. Can we do it? Yes, we can. Perfect. This one, we put a little bit more of it. A little bit more of it. A little bit more of it. Maybe we will drink this blue one because it feels a little bit tired. Are they the same? Duarec, Duarec, Duaret, Duaret, Duaret. Okay. Citron flavored oolong tea. Okay, citron. Okay, this way we can fix everything in nicely. Cover it up. We close it. Oh, it automatically snapped to it. Perfect. Don't you like it? Don't you like my teacup? Don't you want your teacup just like me? Don't ya? Okay, now let's see the Kusmi tea. Kusmi tea. And then I will... Oh, Kusmi tea like this. I have some Kusmi tea container, but let me find some Kusmi tea container. Kusmi tea, we have BB Detox, Mélange de thé vert, maté et planter aromatisé, pamplemousse. Hoo-hoo. Complicado. Anastasia, this one reminds me of this is a Russian, yeah, Anastasia, Russian black tea. Des noix à la bergamote et au citron aromatisé, fleurs d'oranger. Et celui-là, Prince Vladimir, bien sûr, Russian black tea. Des noix aromatisées, agrumes, vanille et épices. Yeah, this is like drinking a meat soup. This one, Kashmir Tsa. Wow, quite Russian. Yeah, I think Kusmi tea start from Russia, maybe. Kashmir Tsa. Des noix aromatisées, épices. Oh, I love it. Oh, I got it all the wrong side. Anyway, detox, mélange de plantes aromatisées, citron. La belle impériale, mélange aromatisé de thé vert, orange, cannelle et épices. Wow. Cinnamon, cannelle. Saint Petersburg. Oh, I love Saint Petersburg. Ooh. It's unbelievable. I love it. Des noix à la bergamote, aromatisée fruits rouges et caramel. Ooh, caramel and red fruits. Be cool. Be cool. Mélange de plants, menthe, poivre, verveine et église. Wow, this is a little bit like ricola. Ricola, yeah, it's a whoosh. Darjeeling numéro 37. Des noix d'Inde. Indian Darjeeling. Thé du matin numéro 24. Mélange de thé noir d'Asie. Asian black tea. Thé vert à la menthe, mint green tea. Thé jasmin, thé vert parfumé au jasmin. Voilà. So, this can be put comfortably here. So we will have this oolong citron. Thé oolong aromatisé citron flavored. Lemon flavored oolong tea, d'amant frère, friends. So this is oolong tea. We will get our water relatively hot and almost boiling hot. So I will go to boil. This is a pretty good tea. You see, they are all complete. This is a very good choice of tea. Okay, put it in. Because we use tea bag, on n'a pas besoin le drainer, le petit machin, il a mis à côté, n'est-ce pas? On n'a pas besoin de celui-là. Ok, je prends de l'eau chaude. Oh, on y va. Ok, so here are the tomatoes. And each one has a different type. And we have one beefsteak tomato. And it is so big. Look at it. Wow. And here is already grown. It's bigger than my hand. See my hand behind it? It's bigger than my hand. So big. And it's perfectly good. And it's the space, it fights a little bit over its space. So many. And this one, I forgot the name. This one I know, it's beefsteak. We all have beef master. This one is beef master. Call it beefsteak. This one is Moldovan green. Oh, Moldovan green. It's a green tomato and it's very, very, very delicious. Yeah, how do I say very, very delicious? This Moldovan green, it's green color. And this one is already good. I can touch it. It's soft. It's a little bit like a potato, very sandy, very not so, it's like a chestnut that's sandy. The texture is very interesting, and it's fresh but not spicy fresh like the other orange colored one. Later, we will do a tasting of it. This one is good. I still have one which is already good and already picked up. This one must be the beefsteak, beef master, Moldovan green. And this one is for for the authentic pasta put into pizza Napolitana, that kind. This is a Piemolo. I will check with my husband and know it. And one of my favorite, they are all my favorite. One of the little orange one is very delicious. It must be in another place. I will find it. Anyway, enjoy. Must be on the other side. So here is our oolong tea, and this is boiling water, rested for a couple of minutes, 5 to 10 minutes, not 5 to 10, maybe I just made a video of tomato, so it took around, ooh, we should look at the tea leaf. Oh, we can see the tea leaf here. Let's see it here. It's like two dragon eyes. Oh. This is too much. Oh, you can see it open up. Okay, I move it a little bit so that it's not too hot here. I like tea relatively light, so I raise up the camera and pull it out. See how we do it. We can cover it up like this. Clean a little bit disinfect with a little bit hot water. This is hot water. Mauvaise herbe. Okay. So we will have our first cup of tea. Okay. If there is any Chinese tea etiquette, make sure the tea mouth is not facing anyone. Usually when the tea mouth faces someone, it is supposed that that one will pay the bill. Anyway, you put your finger to anyone in any culture, it's just not so polite, right? So avoid facing the mouth to people. And if it is a circle table, you cannot do anything. Then put in a direction outside, as long as not immediately facing someone, that's okay. When it turns around, it face someone, no choice. Yeah, so not take it too serious. And another tea etiquette is to, we do not want to oversteeping the tea. Okay, leave it suspended a little bit so it is not getting too much water now. Another thing we can do. Shall we make it so complicated? Okay, another thing, when you pour tea, put not full, never put it full. 七分茶, 70%, 50%, 茶半,酒满. When you serve other people Chinese alcohol, which is a very whiskey style or very strong alcohol, you serve full, complete cup, which is always a very small cup. It shows your sincerity. It shows your full-heartedness. And when you pour tea, pour half of it. We say 酒满茶半. 酒满 is full. 茶, tea, 半, 半 is half. And it does not necessarily have to be completely 50%. As long as 50%, 70%, 60%, or something around it. So that it's also for the safety, right? Tea is hot. You have a cup of tea and serving other people very hot. And it may hurt you and hurt the guest. So put not full, around half. That is good. If too little, it's just not nice, right? So 50% of the cup full, and nobody will say you anything wrong, any disrespect. They will say you a careful person who understands Chinese culture. Okay, so this is about it. Let's see the color of the tea because the background is green. We cannot see. Now I have a piece of white paper. You can see. And some tea color is dark. Some tea color is light. But good things can talk. So we cannot judge tea by its color. Each has its own particular color. And each manufacturer has their own tea maker, their degree of toast is different. And the tea master's skill is different. And the harvest of the tea, the particular season, the particular region, the particular time of the day to pick it up is all different. So we cannot judge. But good things can talk. You can see this cup of tea, clean, clear, and it's a beautiful appearance. That's a good cup of tea at one aspect. The other thing is to taste it. When you get all the aspect right, the color of the raw dry tea before it is opened up, before it is in the water, and the color of the tea that is in the water, and the color soup, the liquid, and you smell it. There is no smell, which is good. I like pure tea. A lot of time, the tea by itself does not have very much a smell or a fragrance, which is good. Sometimes you smell the tea. It's a citrus flavor, it's a milk flavor, it's... You actually need to doubt about it, because tea itself does not have that much flavor, does not have that much fragrance. If something suspiciously strong fragrance, it might be the chemical, the artificial fragrance. So be careful of it, and make sure it is something natural. If it has something out of natural, a little bit of fragrance, you can know, you can tell. Good things can talk. After some time you practice, your sense can tell. This is something very much like Chinese cooking. The old Chinese cooking, or the family Chinese cooking, not only Chinese cooking, Italian cooking, French cooking, any family cooking does not have a recipe. Mom does the cooking, or dad, your granddad, did the particular dish, a particular burger or something. It's so much about feeling. No one can deceive that feeling. And if you do it long time, you know that feeling, when to put water. It is all about practice. It's like writing calligraphy. It's about cooking a meal. It's about painting something. It's about doing a sport. You practice. You practice until you get the spirit, and you practice until you get into the flow, everything becomes natural. Some basic knowledge, definitely very helpful, such as look at the appearance, smell it a little bit, and get the right temperature of water. Besides that, so much about your particular moment, your particular mood. Even when there is airplane noise, it is okay. It's all about natural, which life does have disturbance, noise, imperfection, impurity. When you put all these things together, it gets a perfect imperfection. Okay, now let's taste it. I think it's the right time to taste it. Oh, wow, it does taste lemon. You can smell a teeny tiny little bit of lemon, but just by smell you do not feel it. When you touch your mouth, there is this little bit of lemon in it, and I think it is right. If the lemon is too strong, I will be suspicious. It may be a chemical flavor. And also, if there is lemon makes your tea lose color. it is because of the chemical reaction. Another time, when we do black tea, we can put some lemon, and then the tea will become much lighter. And so this is one of the reasons this tea is so light. I like this golden color. It goes with the background tea tower color, don't you think so? Enjoy. Okay, so I have a few set of this teacup and the teapot. You can buy only the teacup by itself. You can buy the teapot by itself, of course, with the drainer. You can buy the teapot by itself, or you can buy it as a set. It's on my Etsy shop. And I put the link under the description of this video, the first link. How about that? Okay, let's enjoy the tea. What a beautiful, beautiful afternoon. It makes me so happy. It's so clean, so and drink tea, not in a rush. If you are in a rush, just do not drink tea. It might be too hot, it might be that the flavor not fully developed. It discount your experience of appreciating. So not in a rush. If you are in a rush, drive through a coffee, drive through or go get something in a rush. Tea, take your time. This is the time for us to slow down, to appreciate, to taste, to feel, to observe, to try, to savor, to cherish. Bye-bye, friends. I love you. I really do. Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do. Bye-bye.